from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We will continue to give you kind of the breaking news as it's happening here. Maybe we'll open these phone lines up here in a little bit. But there was something that I thought was really relevant and will be important to folks in our audience, frankly. It was Grant, I think. Josh Harris spoke before the preseason finale Sunday at FedEx Field, and he got asked about the team name. And
yep.
I thought his answer was as kind of honest as it could be and as real as it could be, considering what are a lot of different factors. Commander's managing partner, Josh Harris.
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, we've been very clear, we can't, for obvious reasons, the old name can't come back. But right now, we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, you know, the first objective is we got to start winning football games. And we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might, you know, drive people apart. Secondly, obviously, you know, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And so, and, you know, the name is one of those things that, like, a lot of opinions. But, I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten about it. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, you know, we brought back, we're going to start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. You know, the gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So we are doing research and we're thinking about it. But, like, right now we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about. And that's kind of the rationale for it.
Great.
I think the most important part there is, for all of the incorrect,
go back to the old name.
Yes.
Yeah. He. I think he had already nipped that in the bud earlier.
I don't know that he had officially on the record, but now it's officially on the record, right? Like, a team spokesperson had said it. All those things. They're like, yeah, but we hadn't heard it from Harris.
But the now team, you have. I would think if the team spokesperson said it, the owner knows it.
I agree, but the lunatics, the fringes, wouldn't listen. Now I like to think. Jeff, give us a...
That won't stop him.
Jeff, give us an update from the fringes. Now that Harris has definitively said the name ain't going back, what are the fringes saying?
Why not?
They will forever be Redskins to me.
That's fine. They can say whatever they want. But there's no more people that still think it's going back, correct?
I think there's some people that still think it's possible.
Yeah, I was about to say...
We are trying to rationalize stupidity here, and you can't do that.
You might be right. Ideally, everybody now understands it ain't going back. We've been saying that for some time. Yeah. Jason Wright has said it. Team's officials have said it. Now that Harris has said it, done. Now, going out from that, I think he was really smart and honest. He's like, listen, we're trying to get a new stadium deal done. We're trying to get people to rally around this team. The last thing we need to do is have another fan name battle.
Yeah. But separating the team.
He also allowed, though, that he understands that maybe the name hasn't taken off like they hoped and that it's something that they will consider, right? Like, there are a number of considerations to be made, but I think I was there for Josh Harris's press conference the other night. He wants to win. I loved his answer on, you know, we're here to build something for the long term and be better. He did slip one in. Our record last year was god-awful. We got to at least be better than that. I thought that was just kind of funny and honest. I imagine. Now, getting the stadium rights naming deal done, one, that had to happen because you got games coming up. Two, that's money in their pocket, and I imagine relatively low-hanging fruit.
But let's be real. The season is about to start.
Right.
And if someone had been negotiating with you you want to make sure that they're there for the first game, right?
Totally.
You know?
But outside of that, I don't think we get any real news on stadium, practice facility, locations, maybe name conversation. They're bringing the yellow pants back. I keep going back to watching Jaden Daniels in the Meadowlands come out in the Doug Williams throwback jersey and then looking at the jerseys now.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be stunned. Teams change their jerseys all the time.
Yeah.
The Broncos, I feel like for a long time, had fairly iconic look. Now they've got a new look. Teams change their uniforms all the time. I would not be stunned at all if the white goes back to what it used to look like. And that's a change you could do in one offseason, and it sells more merchandise.
I'll go here. I got here in 1990. We very seldomly wore the gold pants. We wore the gold pants at the throwback game.
Right.
But other than that, we were wearing white pants or the burgundy pants. And we won it. We won Super Bowl then. When you say go back to the past, they're going back beyond when I first got here. Bruce tried to bring it back, you know?
Yeah.
But in the years when Joe was still around, it wasn't wearing no gold pants a lot.
I think it goes back to the 70s, but yeah. Even more so, I think, dude, you know how easy it would be for the white jerseys to go back to what they looked like? There is, you know what? The uniforms you wore, the uniforms Joe Jacoby wore, there was no Redskins logo. There was nothing on it. It was simple. It was stripes. It was iconic. I think you can make changes like that where you don't need a ton of NFL approval. Like it.
Jeff just found that out.
What's that, Jeffrey?
The jerseys, huh, Jeff? Didn't have, he's not listening, didn't have the name across the front like they do now.
Right. And later versions, even the football team, I think it just said Washington. Like you can make that move. Fairly
back then,
easily.
The only thing you had standing there was the NFL
crest.
The shield.
Yeah.
Right, that was it.
I think I think they are going to make a very significant effort to start honoring the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you're going to see that. And I think looking at those uniforms the other night, and you know, I like the blacks. But damn, if it doesn't look like you're watching a different football team. Like
one of my buddies called me and said straight up, and he's a Steelers fan. He said, man, I don't like those uniforms. Made me think I'm watching my own team. You know what I mean?
Right, totally. And I think the blacks, I like the look of it, but it completely doesn't look like Washington. The burgundy uniforms they have now are their best ones. The white, it's not burgundy and gold, man. It's like Arizona Cardinals, Louisville Cardinals, whatever you're into.
It looks more Louisville to me.
Sure. I think that is an easy switch that I can't imagine costs you a lot. You go back to Nike. You're like, yo, we want this again. And then I think people would buy it like crazy.
But still, Jay, I still go back to the same thing I've been saying the whole time. If this team was winning, we wouldn't be discussing that.
Agreed.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. And I think Josh hit the nail on the head. He said we got to have winning football. That winning football, a lot of things are solved. You know, all the things, the outline type stuff, that becomes important when the main thing isn't very good.
Dude, I think Cleveland, the Guardians, baseball and football are different. Like, I understand a lot of things, but the Guardians are really, really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine people in Cleveland are pretty fired up about it.
They are.
And if Jaden Daniels hits and this team within 2-3 years is playing really meaningful January football, I think that could change how people feel about Commanders.
Yeah, it could. But I think that it's a huge topic because the team has not been good in a long time.
Totally.
If the team had been good, this would not be a huge topic.
You'll
have those people who are going to complain no matter what the hell goes on, you know, but it wouldn't be as big a topic as it is.
Leadville, what do you make of Harris openly talking about just any kind of gave himself some qualifiers, but perhaps some discord around the current team name?
I think that if you're the people that want a rebrand, I think you should probably take that as a positive. It's like that they're aware that it's maybe not universally accepted by the fan base. and they're kind of they're not just doing the previous ownership thing where they pretend it's great despite all of the evidence.
Yeah.
Agreed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.